When we read in the first reading today, the mission of Jonah, that it's funny because we skip so much and we're just, boom, we're right here in the moment in which he proclaims what God has told him to say and the people believe. When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast. When they believed, then their actions followed their belief. When they believed that Jonah was actually speaking on behalf of God, believing his word to be true, they changed their actions from one direction to another. We see in the gospel text, we see that there is a group gathering and such, and Jesus recognizes that they want signs in order to believe. This weekend, we hear Jesus coming forth from the desert saying, "Repent. The time of fulfillment is at hand. The kingdom of God is now. Repent and believe in the gospel." His invitation for repentance is an invitation to change the way that you're thinking. You're thinking one way, now think another. What is Jesus inviting them to change in themselves? He's inviting them to change how they think about him, who he is. If they would only change the way that they think about who he is, then they would have life. Jonah preached. Jonah was a prophet. He preached. I've done a little bit of research, and there's two examples of history of people being swallowed by fish and surviving. But both of those persons, upon exiting the fish, their appearance was radically changed. One had lost all of the hair on their body, and even after a couple of years, it didn't grow back. But there were blotches of color upon their body. The other bleached white. Seemingly, Jonah could have had a residual effect upon his body when he goes to preach, which may have carried with it extra weight for those receiving his word. But the conclusion of Jesus is, there is something greater than Jonah here. The God that drew forth Jonah from the belly of the whale. It's interesting that the word that he uses after the fish has vomited him up onto the shore is arise. The same word that Jesus uses when he raises the little girl. Talitha kaum, little girl, I say to you, arise. Is God bringing Jonah back from Sheol, from the pit of death, to bring him back to life, to go on mission? We don't know. But in Jesus, there is something greater than Jonah here. The God who sends Jonah on this mission of redemption and repentance is now present before them. King Solomon, we had just not too many weeks ago, now his story, David, Solomon. Solomon humbly recognizing that he was incapable. He's too young, not wise enough to govern the people, to rule. And so he asks God for wisdom. The queen of the south, the Candace of Ethiopia, travels great distances at great cost, at great threat, to simply come and listen to his wisdom. The God who granted Solomon wisdom is there. Something greater than Solomon is here. The invitation for them to change the way that they think of who Jesus is, so that their actions would follow. I was this morning with the little kids at the all-school mass, and I kept harping on that. I said, if you want to change your actions, You must change the way you think. It's very sad with children. A phrase that's said to them without thinking by an adult about something, this or that, and immediately they latch on to that word. You know, it's like, well, why aren't you singing? Well, I can't sing. Who told you can't sing? Well, when I was whatever, you know, someone said, you know, you can't sing. And so I haven't sang since. We believe and their actions follow. So much of the stalemate of our life, the experience of brokenness in our life is based upon lies that we believe about God, about ourselves, or the relationship between us and Him. Jesus has come to speak truth, into our life. That if that truth is received, if we change the way that we think about who He is, about who we are, about the relationship that is there, if we are only able to receive the truth that He offers to it, many of our actions can change. But it first requires a change of mind, to let go of the lies, to receive the truth. Repent, my brothers and sisters. Stop believing the lies. Repent. Stop believing the lies. Believe in the good news. Our God is victorious. Amen.